welcome to the We Are The Church podcast, hosted by me, Adam, and my beautiful wife, Brianna. Throughout the podcast, you'll hear and experience people's stories of faith in action to encourage, strengthen, and inspire you.
Hear the real-life stories of people from Guymere Baptist Church and our local community. There will be a few laughs, serious chats, and amazing encounters with God through the love and hope of Jesus Christ. We pray that this podcast reaches you on a deep level and encourages you on your own journey of discovery and faith.
Tonight, we have my beautiful wife, Brianna, with you.
Good evening.
And Annie Harvey, how's it going?
Hey, yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, this is exciting. Good to have you on.
Amazing to have you here.
Ah, so good. One of the youth for a change, yeah. Annie? It's about time. Could you tell us a bit about yourself, Annie?
Oh, okay. A bit about me. I just finished high school. Just finished HSC last week.
Yeah. That's so exciting.
Oh, so cool.
Fresh
quick.
Finished. Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah, awesome.
Other than that, I have an older sister, younger brother, so I'm one of three.
Two parents.
Yes.
Obviously.
What else? I don't know. What else do you want to know?
Oh, do you have a job at the moment? Or you?
I work at a cafe.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I've worked there for a while. Just like taking out the food and cleaning the tables, greeting customers, that type of customer service. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And what's something people might not know about you?
Something people might not know about me. Actually, a lot of people in this church don't know that my name is actually Annabelle.
See?
You didn't know it, did you?
See?
Yeah.
Boom. Did not know that. Interesting. So you've decided to shorten it, obviously,
well,
or your parents have.
I don't know. It's just like always been my nickname.
Yeah.
And then I just always introduce myself as Annie. Mm. So now if like someone was to call me Annabelle, I could just kind of look at them weird like.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, because it's funny because like my dad, right, his name's Kerry and his – well, sorry, that's his middle name, but he's known by that all his life.
Mm.
But his actual real first name is Arthur. So that's random. And then same with his sister. She's Lois to everybody. Like no one knows her is the name I'm about to mention, but we've all found out recently that her name that she should be known as is Pamela. Totally random.
Yeah, just a bit of a family tradition to flip the names.
Yeah, just switch them around. So really, I should be called James.
But I like that, Annabelle. But
yeah,
it's a cute name.
Go
awesome.
As Annie. I love it.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I think it was like when I was younger, my older sister like couldn't say my name.
Okay.
Like it was too long and she like couldn't get it out. So then I think I just always got called Annie.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then it's just kind of stuck.
Cool.
And the only people who will call me Annabelle is like teachers when they like read out the role.
Yeah. Like, or you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You get the full name.
Oh, I did something wrong. What was it?
And in school, was that also sort of your name or did you have a nickname, different nickname in school?
Oh, nah. I think most people just call me Annie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So on the back of your year 12 shirt, it's like Annie Harvey or something.
We just had like last names.
Oh, so Harvey.
Yeah, we
just had
Harvey. Yeah.
Cool.
Very cool.
That's the way.
So Annie, is there a particular maybe Christian band or music artist that's inspired you over the years?
I don't know. I love worship music. I probably listen to worship music more than I listen to like other music.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, like I have a massive worship playlist. It has like 400 songs on it.
Oh, nice.
It's like, yeah, like drive listening to it. I don't know if I have like one particular band.
Do some of those songs overlap? Like are they the same song but different artists or are they all totally different?
Yeah, well like sometimes they'll like do like covers of like different ones.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. There's so
there is
many.
Quite a few. There
I really
few.
Like, do you know Brooke? Oh, how do you say her last name? Brooke, like Lidgewood?
Lidgewood, yeah.
Well, she's like one of the Hillsong worship people.
She used to be Brooke Fraser. Yeah, we know her. She's from New Zealand,
she's
so she's
like
cool.
She just released like her own album.
Oh, nice.
I've really been enjoying that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love her style.
Yeah.
Really powerful.
Yeah.
It's also music. Just like so like biblical. Like even in the songs, like she like ties in like biblical stories and stuff like that. Like it's so cool. And like I'll be listening to a song and be like, oh, like what's she talking about? And then like look it up in the Bible.
Oh, yeah. See, really that's cool. Encouraging, isn't it? Because she's she's written a lot of Hillsong songs as well. Like they, she's the pen of most, well not most of them, but some of them that, that she ends up singing or is the first person to sing them. She's usually sung, usually written them too.
Yeah,
so that's pretty cool.
I think that's probably one of the things I really love about Christian music in general is the themes of God and the biblical teachings that can come through in such a gentle way, but also so powerful.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to knock it on the head. When did you become a Christian?
When did I become a Christian? It's okay. It's a pretty long story. Like, just
settle down.
We have time. We do have
ample time.
This is going to be a long podcast.
Yeah, here we go.
Well,
in the beginning.
Yeah.
There was Annie Harvey and she
Annabelle.
Annabelle. In the beginning it was Annabelle and then she became Annie.
Yep. So I didn't grow up in a Christian family. So, like I don't remember ever going to church, anything like that. Mm-hmm. Like not even for like Christmas or Easter.
Okay.
Maybe for like a wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Right.
Like once.
still. That's church,
like,
right?
Yeah. Like other than that, that was kind of it.
And that's a lot of people's experience. Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah. That was my experience. Very similar. Yeah.
So I guess I just didn't really grow up with any kind of concept of God. Mm. I never really thought about it. Never really had any reason to think about it. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of things happened. I ended up becoming a Christian at the end of year 7.
Okay. Cool.
So that was like, I went to a Christian high school and then end of year 7 ended up deciding like, you know, this is for me, like maybe I'll be a Christian. I think I was like going to scripture at school. I went home to mum one day and I was like, oh, like some of my friends go to scripture. Like, would you mind if I went? She was like, okay, like no worries. Like, sure.
Yeah. And like if anyone's listening in right now and maybe they don't know what scripture is. Yeah. What is scripture?
So scripture. I went to public primary school. So it was like a time, I think it was like on Tuesday, like half an hour where we'd have like, I think it was people from like a church, maybe like volunteers that would like come in and like chat to us about like different Bible stories and stuff like that. But it was like an opt-in sort of thing. Like you could hang out and play games or if your parents had like signed for you to go to this thing, you could go to this thing.
That's okay. Cool. So it kind of delved into the Bible a bit and stories from the Bible and scripture.
Yeah.
But kids could understand, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So that would have been the first time that I had like really thought about it. But I remember like I couldn't reconcile like God being good and then like the things that I was going through, you know? Yeah. And I was just like, nah, like even if there is a God, like I just don't want a bar of it. Like that's like, how could this have happened to me? And like, what have I done to deserve this? Right.
Mm-hmm.
That was like end of primary school. And then I started year 7 the following year and my parents sent me to Innabara, which is Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was a fresh start. Like I didn't know any people there, had no friends, walked in on the first day of year 7s.
Oh, wow. That's
tiny little girl. And like my primary school was tiny. Like we had like 12 people in my year.
Oh, gosh.
And then I walked into Innabara. It was just like,
would have been ginormous for you.
Yeah, just like a concrete jungle. And like, like
a whole new.
Yeah. Literally. And like.
But did the kids make you feel welcome? I'm sure the teachers would have, but did the kids kind of get around you?
Well, the thing is though, because a lot of the kids had been there like all through primary school.
There was a lot of existing relationships.
Yeah, there was this like Innabara clique and like they were all so excited, had so many friends, were like, this is so great. And then everyone else was like, oh, cool.
We're the newbies.
Yeah.
What about me? We're all singing tonight.
Ended up making friends pretty quick and it just so happened that those girls were like all Christian girls.
Oh, yeah.
And cool. Which is actually, you'd be surprised, like in a Christian school there's actually not that many people in the year who were like, who would call themselves Christian. So, it just like so happened that I fell in with this one group and they were pretty much the only Christian girls in the year and they just became my friends.
Oh, cool.
And then they started going to this like lunchtime Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that is, it's like they'll have like a teacher and like I think we had a few like year 10 girls. And yeah, they were like running this Bible study. It was like Thursday lunchtime. To be honest, I did not want to go at all. But it was kind of like if I didn't go, I'd be sitting in the playground by myself.
Yeah, because so your whole group was like. Yeah,
it's funny how God sets things up, right? To go. You're going to have to go. They all want to go, so you're going.
Yeah. I was like, are you sure none of you want to sit with me? I'm like, no, we're going.
I'm going, yeah.
It's like, okay, great.
Fun times.
So, yeah, I went to this Bible study. Went for the Tim Tams.
Everyone loves a Tim Tam.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it was like. Oh, I forget what we did. I think we did the Alpha series at the start.
Okay.
We'd like pray for each other and yeah, it was just like a casual sort of like catch up type thing. Mm. And yeah, I would kind of just sit there, like not really say anything. Just, but I think I, at the time, I think I was open to it. Like, although I had previously been like, God, like I don't want a bar of you, I think still I was like, oh, like, but maybe, like, so I was just kind of sitting there taking it in, and that was like, yeah, I stuck around that for probably like most of year seven, and I ended up becoming like, I developed this like really nice like friendship with one of the year 10 girls that was like leading this Bible study. Cool. Yeah, she was amazing. She would like answer all my questions and like she was the type of person that like she had all our phone numbers and she would like text us all like Bible verses and like
what a legend.
Praying for you. If we were like stressed about our year seven history assignment, she'd be like
you'll be okay.
It's okay.
Oh, that's the best.
But like at the time, like it was just like like it really was very helpful.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, and I remember talking to her one day, and this was after I had thought about it quite a lot and like just been sitting there taking it all in, and I feel like the things that I was hearing kind of forced me to like reconsider the conclusion that I had previously come to. Yeah, so I was talking to her one day and I was like, you know what, like maybe I want to be a Christian. She's like, okay, like cool.
Yeah.
She was like, let me pray for you. So she like prayed for me and yeah, I guess that was the day I became a Christian. But
okay, cool.
In hindsight, it probably was later.
Yeah.
Like I think that day I was like, yes, I'm following Jesus. Like I'm interested in this.
Yeah.
But I kind of just had this strange idea that like I could be a Christian and no one would ever have to know.
Oh.
So like I just had this idea that like
you wanted to do it like stealth.
Yeah. Like,
like undercover Christian.
Yeah. That was, honestly, that was it.
Sorry, that just came to mind.
So
I don't think that's possible. It would be interesting if somebody ever tried to do that.
Yeah. So yeah. So I was like, oh, like I'll just pray, I'll just read my Bible and like no one will ever have to know. I'll just love Jesus. I'll go to heaven. Like life's gonna be great. And like I did not last very long. Yeah, and then we like went on school holidays and that was like the big summer holidays. So I kind of just like left it for a bit because it just got a bit hard. Like at that time, like school was kind of my only like point of contact with like, well, Christians, but like God really. Like that was just kind of like the place.
Yeah. Did you have a Bible then?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the school like gave us Bible. It was like the first day of year seven.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember like praying in that time and like reading the Bible a bit. But yeah, I don't know. I think I was like, this is going to be really hard. Like my family's not Christian. Like this is just like so awkward. Like,
yeah,
I just don't want to have to tell them. Like, so I was like, no. So yeah, a few more months went by and then towards the end of year eight, I think I had some friends that like invited me to youth at GBC. They were school friends as well. And yeah, I came here and basically I've been here every Friday since.
Yeah.
yeah, I loved it.
Where else would you want to be on a Friday night?
God locked you in.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly.
You're here, Annie. This is
you. Yeah. But yeah, I remember like walking into youth for the first time and, remember,
shout out to the youth leaders.
Yeah, legends. Love them. I remember like seeing Esther and it just like blew my mind that like someone who had like just met me like actually cared so much about my life or like like wanted to like spend their Friday nights like hanging out with us. Like yeah, it was I was like quite taken aback by it. And yeah, that night it was like a panel of like people from the church, like older people from the church.
Yeah.
And they were like talking about like their experiences of faith and like it was so cool. Like,
nice.
And it, yeah, it really like encouraged me and I was like, oh, like this is so cool. Like, and I think that was kind of the moment where I was like, actually, yes, like I'm just going to make this work. Like,
mm-hmm.
I yep. do believe this, like this is worth it. Yeah, let's just make it work. And yeah, so I guess that's my story. A bunch of other things have happened since then, like into a bunch of youth camps since then and got baptized since then. And
amazing.
Yeah, that was awesome. Like, yeah, it's been wild, but
yeah.
good.
Yeah. yeah. And now here you are finishing yeah. high school yeah. and heading out into mm-hmm. the next season. And yeah. God's with you in that, which mm-hmm. is super exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really exciting.
So you mentioned earlier that you did Alpha. So what is Alpha?
Yeah, so Alpha, we're actually doing the Alpha series with the Edge kids at the moment.
Ah, that's cool. Good.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. So Edge is like our year 5 and 6 like youth. So we actually are going through the Alpha series at the moment. It's like a series of videos.
Yeah.
They're designed like for people who are like new to faith or like questioning faith. They like unpack like topics like – there's like a video on like the Holy Spirit, a video on like reading your Bible, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But there's like there's one that's like meant for adults, but then there's also like one that's like specifically for youth. So I think okay. that was the one we're going through at this Bible study. And I think it's the same one that we're doing with the Edge kids at the moment.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Excellent. And they're enjoying it?
Yeah, they're loving it. They're like glued to that screen. Oh, that's yeah.
awesome. And well, does that open for discussion at the end of a night or something so you get, they can ask questions.
Yeah. yeah. So it has like questions like throughout and like it'll tell you to like pause the video and like talk about the question and then like keep going.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good because that kind of helps you explore some of those fundamentals about yeah. faith. You know, who is God? Who's Jesus? What does it mean? What does that mean for me? What does it mean for those around me? And how do I put that into practice? Mm. And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. So that kind of led into how you became a Christian, and you mentioned that you're part of Edge here at GBC. Yeah. So is that one way that you serve here at Guymon Baptist yeah. Church?
So I've been doing Edge for, I think I started in about year 10, so probably like 2.5 years. So that's like our youth program, but it's like year 5 and 6 kids. So it runs like pretty similar to the Friday night program. It's just like we'll hang out for a bit at the start, do like a talk, message, that type of thing. We'll like pray for the kids and then we'll have like some sort of structured like program at the end. Yeah.
Nice. And do you volunteer elsewhere, either at Guymon Baptist Church or your local community?
Yeah. Done a bunch of different things. Like at school I did a lot of things like leading Bible studies, like the same one that like – led me to faith, which has been cool. Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, so I like led some year 7 girls the past couple of years, which has been so cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it's cool to like go full like 360, like yeah, you know, yeah, like go circle. Back to yeah, where
so good.
Yeah, and like I just like see myself in so many of them. It's so cool.
You would.
And to be that person that was me. For yeah. for that girl, you know, who was in year 10 when you were at yeah. that stage yeah. and then you yeah. got to be that similar you know, mentor to younger people coming yeah, through as well. Yeah.
That's so encouraging.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Edge as well. Like, because I know, like, the impact that youth has had on me and, like, what a, like, important role, like, the youth leaders have played in my life that, like, I just, like, see so much of myself, like, even in, like, the Edge kids. Like, and I even think about, like, the things that I was struggling with, like, when I was their age
yeah.
and, like, what I really needed then. So, yeah, it's really special. Like, yeah, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, so your life experiences and what yeah. you've come through has helped you to then help them through yeah. that, which yeah. is really special.
It's amazing how all that works. Like yeah, you just it's have,
so crazy.
You have things that you go through in your life and then you can just easily pass it on to the next person. Like there's yeah. things that we've all been through, and if you meet someone that's maybe a few years younger than you and they're going through a struggle – and you've been through that struggle, it's a lot easier to say
yeah.
them, come alongside them and yeah. say what, like how you can help them because you know you've already been through that struggle before.
Mm. Yeah. Even, you know, you were mentioning about the paddle of more mature Christians from the church and getting to hear from them. There's something really powerful about that. Like I know for me personally, I really appreciate the older generations who have been working with God and had that life experience ahead of what we've had, whether that be, you know, dark valleys or mountaintop highs and everything in between, and just hearing from them is so encouraging, and that reminder that, you know, God's with us in all seasons and all stages and all generations, and to hear from others around us, or even you know, not necessarily mature in age, but someone who's maybe been a Christian longer than you, they could even be younger than you sometimes.
Yeah, they've just been the Christian walk longer, and they've got a bit more experience. Yeah. You know, that can happen too. Well, that's a good segue actually, because it's shout out time. Who has been one of the most significant in supporting you in your Christian walk? So it can be a couple of people, could be a few, or one person, or.
Oh, honestly, I feel like I could say like 30 different people. Like, I feel like, yeah, God has brought so many people into my life, like, but just like at the right time. And like a lot of them that helped me at the start, like, I don't even see anymore, but like, you know, like they were for a season.
Mm.
So like at the start, like when I first started to become a Christian, I think definitely would have been a couple of my teachers. Okay. Well, there was the Year 10 girl who was like my Bible study leader. Sure. She was amazing.
Yeah.
There was also my English teacher. She was like just so incredible. Like, she was the type of teacher that you could just like rock up at her staff room. She could be in the middle of doing something and she would give up her whole lunch and just sit with you. And like, I reckon we spent hours, like me just like telling her about my life and like, you know, like, I feel like she was probably the first person that like showed me like what it actually looked like to be a Christian, or like, like what it looked like in daily life. Like, I remember she would like make me tea. We would like sit in a classroom at lunch. Like, we used to have, I think it was like every second Tuesday or something.
Mm.
She was amazing.
Awesome.
But yeah, that was for a season. And then since I've come to GBC, like there've been other people, like youth leaders and other people from the church. Like, I have a few friends who like I'll catch up with regularly, and they're just kind of like people that I know that I can be really honest with.
Yeah.
And just being like, you know what, I'm struggling with this, like, and yeah. So yeah, I feel like I couldn't put it down to one person, but.
No, that's good.
There's been a lot of people.
It shows that God's trying all angles to get us across the line, you know, like not just across the line, but like in our journey, constantly moving towards, you know, being more Christ. More Christ-like.
Yeah.
And it takes multiple people and God as well, of course, but people, they come across your path to help with that. And, yeah, it's awesome.
That's right. We're a community. And it's a reason why, you know, biblically we're a body of Christ, because it, you know, it's not just any one of us. It's us as a collective and all working together for the glory of God, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So if I was to say to you discipleship – what's your take on discipleship, and how do you think you might live that out in your life?
Okay. I haven't actually thought about discipleship a lot until like recently, like as we've been talking about it more at church.
Sure.
But I was listening to a podcast a couple of weeks ago where they were talking about it. And I guess, yeah, the first thing that comes to mind is like the Great Commission, like, go and make disciples.
Yeah.
And for me, that's kind of like, it reminds me that like your faith is not just about you.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, discipleship is about like taking your faith to other people. And like not just like going to church to be like filled yourself, or like going to church because it feels good for you, or like having a faith because it makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like living in a way that like you take your faith wherever you go.
Yeah.
Because like Jesus commands us to like make disciples. Like,
that's right.
And your faith is not meant to just stop the moment when you decide you believe. And it's this ongoing process of like taking that to other people. I don't know if that makes sense.
It's like multiplication, I think. Well, it's we add, but God can multiply what we do, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And I mean, you've shared so many great examples of where you've been living out discipleship in your life where you probably haven't even realized the significance of that, even, you know, through school, running Bible, you know, Bible studies and being part of youth and Edge and, you know, there's so many different ways. And just naturally, you know, discipleship can be anywhere, anytime with anybody. And I'm sure you've had lots of wonderful experiences where you've probably just been out and about doing your thing and just got to have a conversation or encourage somebody.
Yeah, like because you can just be at the shops and stuff or, you know, you're in line waiting for something and have those interactions with either the person serving you or the person in line, and that's just as important as sitting down and having a coffee with someone or something or whatever that might be, or, you know. So many moments like that as well. Well, we have reached that moment of the podcast where it's the big question time. So big turning point in your life. This is the faith story. Where have you seen God at work in your life in a big way?
Oh, I could tell you so many stories. but the one that stands out to me is one that happened like quite early on. So I was in year nine, I think. So I would have been a Christian for like maybe a bit over a year. I'd like been at JBC for a couple months. I'd just started going to church here. I was at school one day and we were in like a biblical studies class and my teacher was like, oh, like, can I talk to you like after? And I was like, oh, okay, cool, sure.
What's going on?
Yeah. And then she goes, oh, like you've just like been on my heart. Like I just feel like I had to ask you this. I was like, okay, righto. What do you want to ask me? Like what am I getting into? And sure enough, she was like, oh, like, I just think people need to hear your story. And I was like, okay, cool. So we do something at Innerborough called Mission Week. And it's like pretty much just like Jesus Week. Like it's like 1 week in the year where they just kind of like set aside a bunch of time to like get guest speakers in and get some panels of like students and teachers up to like talk about their faith. And they also make it fun. Like there's ice cream vans at lunch and stuff like that.
Nice.
Jumping castle. Like it's good.
So good.
Anyway, she goes, oh, like I really need a student to like talk in one of the assemblies, like for this panel that I'm organizing. Like, do you think you could think about it? Like, I know you're in, you know, like I know you're very young and like you just became a Christian, but like, I just feel like God told me I needed to ask you. I was like, okay, like, are you sure you got the right person? Like, like what wisdom am I supposed to share? Like, I'm literally like, I think I was like 12, 13 maybe. And she was asking me to get up in front of the whole school.
That's big.
Like 1,000 people. And the thing that scared me most was like my sister would have been in the audience as well. And like, I hadn't like straight out at that time said to my family, like, oh, like, I think I'm a Christian. So like that would have been a big deal.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, think about it. Like she really just meant no, but she was like, just take a few weeks, like pray about it. Let me know. it's like, I think I already know, but like, sure, I'll let you know in a couple of weeks. So yeah, it was a Friday. I was like planning to go to her on Monday and be like, no, like it's not happening. And then that Friday night I went to my first youth camp. So yeah, that ended up changing the way I thought about this thing that she wanted me to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, I went to this camp and it was like really exciting. Like I hadn't been to a youth camp before. I was like, it's gonna be so fun, blah, blah, blah. so go to this camp and then on the Saturday night, I remember it so clearly. We were talking about like the prodigal son. That was like the theme of the camp. And yeah, the Saturday night, I think it was Jess Baker who was talking.
And shout out to Jess.
Yeah, shout out to Jess. Love you. Yeah, so I was just like sitting there, she's talking, and yeah, it's something in that just like, I don't know, I just felt like God was like talking to me.
Wow.
Yeah, and then
it spoke to your heart. You just felt it, like, this is, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't even remember what it was, but I remember at the time, like, just being like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know. It just like opened my mind to a whole like new perspective of God. And then we had worship after that, and I don't really experience like much of worship because like I hadn't been to church. So like I'd maybe gone to church like twice before this camp. And yeah, I had this really like profound moment in worship. And I think that would have been the first time that I like experienced the, well, not that you experienced Holy Spirit, but like the first time that I really like felt the presence, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I was so emotional. Like I couldn't stop crying if I tried. Like beautiful. It was just one of those moments that like.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit touched you.
Yeah. And I was just like standing there and I was like, oh my gosh, like God is like real. Like, I'm like, not that I didn't believe that, but like,
yeah, you had a moment.
That was like, yeah, that was like probably the first time that I had really like encountered God in like a really personal way.
Praise God.
And yeah, I was like sitting there that night and I was like, if I'm like, I have to make a call, like I'm either all in or I'm all out. Like, this is not like something that I can just be a Christian sometimes, be a Christian at school but not at home and like when it's comfortable. I was just like, you know what, like I've just like felt God, and if he is who he says he is, like he's worth my whole life, like not just some parts of it. So yeah, it was in that moment that I was like, I think I really have to like get up and like say yes. So yeah, I went back to school on the Monday and I was like, I'm doing it. And she was like, good. That's what I want to do. So yeah, about a week later, I like, got up in front of the school and yeah, I like shared my story and there was like a few different questions. Like it was a panel sort thing. But yeah, I remember being so nervous. Like the morning of, I woke up and I was like, what have I like got myself into? Like, as why did I agree to this? Like surely this like it's just not me. Like I'm not meant to do this. I was like, what am I gonna say? Like, what wisdom can I possibly offer? Like my 12 years of life. Like, does anyone want to listen to
how
me?
How profound can I be?
Yeah.
That's right.
yeah. So, but it was one of those things. Like, as soon as I got on the stage and I was sitting there, like picked up the microphone, like I just had this overwhelming sense that like that was where I was meant to be. And like every like anxious thought just kind of like left me. Like I felt such peace and I was like, yo, like this is really what I'm meant to be doing. Like God is so in this. So yeah, I was like speaking and then we finished, we walked off the stage. And the assembly was like nearly over. So I was like, oh, I'll just like wait in the wings. Like I'll just sit backstage for a bit. And like the next thing that was like closing the assembly was like the worship team got up. And they were singing this song. I forget what it's called. I don't know.
Sing it.
You don't want to hear me sing
it. Jokes, jokes.
Yeah, so they were singing this song. And again, it was like one of those moments where like, I just felt like it was for me. Like every word in – it was something to do with like – I think it was called like Finding Father or something like that. It was like that same like prodigal son sort of
theme. Like coming back to God.
And it was like similar to what – like how I'd felt like the weekend before like at camp. So, yeah, I was like sitting on the side of the stage and like this song, it was just like – yeah, it. I can't even explain it. Like it was just like in that moment I was like – I just realized that like God has given me like such a story and done so much in my life and that he was like going to use me. And like even though it scared me so much, like God was like going to bring glory out of it. And yeah, it was like a real like line in the sand sort of moment for me where I was just like, I'm going to say yes like to every opportunity that God gives me because like just like I feel like called to say yes, like and yeah, I've come back to that moment like so many times in my life where I've had like other opportunities to like serve God and yeah, like step out in faith, like even when it things like really scare me. So yeah, that was really cool. And then like the day went on and we're just like walking around school and I had so many people like come out of their way to like find me and be like, I was so encouraged by that. Like different like teachers and like even like some of my friends who like weren't Christians and stuff like that. And
Aww, that's so cool.
It was really cool. And I had this one teacher, I'll never forget this. He came up to me. He had like never taught me, didn't know me from a bar of soap. He was like, I have to say this to you. I was like, okay. He was like, thank you so much for like being obedient.
That's encouraging to hear that.
Yeah. And he was like, even if that made one person sit back and question what they believe, like that was so worth it. He was like, you will never regret doing that.
Yeah. Wow. Praise God. Hey?
Yeah. That's and awesome. I just vividly remember this conversation, like, like years later, I remember where we were standing in the school, like, he probably doesn't even remember it, but like,
yeah, it was pinnacle.
It was like a real like line in the sand sort of moment. And
that's lovely.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, there's something powerful when you edify God, and God will always use things to glorify and to lift people up.
Yeah.
And even when we think we haven't got the strength in us, God's in it.
Yeah.
All we need to do, like you said, is just take that step, even though we don't know where that step's going. Sometimes we can't see where it's going to take us. But we just trust that God's in it and that it will be good.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that's so, so encouraging. So encouraging. And I know, you know, God would have used that moment and all those times where you've stepped up and said yes. And, you know, none of that goes to waste.
No, well, look what's happened since. You know, you were in year nine. And since then, you've led Edge. Yeah. You know, you went along to youth and experienced that. You've led there too, haven't you, as well? Or just
no,
Edge?
No, I haven't led youth. Still, I'm still a youth kid.
That's right. Well, you've still been to youth for many years.
Yes.
And like you lead Edge. Like that's testament to that scenario that happened at school with getting up and sharing your story.
Even
you
like
know.
I've been baptized since then. And like, awesome. Like that was a similar thing. Like just saying yes.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
And see, that's another thing, what your teacher said about obedience. You've just continued to be obedient. And, you know, look, we all have moments where we say, oh, I'm sorry, God, I can't do that today or something. God doesn't, he doesn't mind because he knows that the next day you'll pick yourself up and do what he asks. But most of the time, if you're being obedient and you're in that lane that God wants you to be in, you're on track you know, and you're doing what God expects you to do. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well done on that. Yeah. So Annie, Harvey, Annabelle, but now Annie.
Yes.
How are you following Jesus today?
How am I following Jesus today? I think at the moment, I think I'm in a season where it's just like a daily thing for me. Like it's a daily, like get up in the morning and be like, I'm saying yes today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like I've been in a bit of a season recently, and like this is normal for faith. Like you have your high moments and like, you know, moments where like you don't feel quite the same. I feel like I've been in a season this year where I felt a little bit flat, like in faith. Like not that I like don't believe the same things I used to believe, or like, I don't know. It was, I feel like there was a moment where I was like, why does like this not feel the way it used to feel? But I think what I've learned is that like, faith is like not a feeling, like, and if you rely on feeling a certain way all the time, like, you're just gonna like have such a roller coaster of a faith because it's just like not sustainable.
You're going with your emotions instead of the faith
and like,
itself. Yeah,
I mean, I think like being in year 12, like, it's been a very busy year. Like,
of course,
to be honest, like, I didn't have a lot of time to like sit and be like, oh God, like, you know, like it just doesn't happen. So yeah, I think biggest thing for me like recently has just been like, I think God has shown me that like he's someone to know rather than know about. Like he is someone to like have a relationship with. And, you know, it's one thing to like believe there's a God that exists, but it's another to believe there's a God who's like walking with you every day. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's poignant. Yeah.
It's like you can know all these things about God and like know all these Bible stories, but if you don't have that like relational experience with God, like your faith is like very shallow. Like, and I feel like I've kind of found myself in places like that recently. Like, so yeah, I've following Jesus right now. Like, I think I'm trying to be more intentional about like giving God more time, which is going to be easier now that I've finished school.
Amen.
Yeah, but also just like having some really good people around me, which I feel very lucky to have, who I can be like just really honest with and just be like, you know what, I'm not feeling it, like, and then being like, yep, that's okay. Like, you know. So I guess that's how I'm following Jesus at the moment.
Fantastic. Annie, it's been such a pleasure to have you on, and we're so excited to see what your next yes steps might be with God. You know, you've already said so many along the way, and I don't know, I'm so encouraged by your story and where God's been at work in your life, and just how much your faith has grown and deepened over the years. And yeah, it's exciting to think what the next season will be.
Yeah. I mean, a lot has happened in the past couple of years, so
yeah, it's been a big couple of years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely that COVID.
Yes.
But good to be past that, going through to the next thing. Hopefully it's going to be awesome. Yeah. And we will see you around GBC.
Yeah. See you around.
Thanks for listening to the We Are The Church podcast. We hope this inspired and encouraged you on your own journey of discovery and faith. If you or anyone you know has a faith story to share, please get in touch with us.
You can reach us at office@guymebaptist.org.au. Also, if you would like to know more about Jesus, pray with someone, or come along to Guymere Baptist Church, please check out the Guymere Baptist Church website at guymerebaptist.org.au.
Until next time, I'm Adam.
And this is Brianna saying,
God bless and peace be with you.